broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. It's almost football time, 80 degrees outside, actually 81, which I can't ever remember a day in August. It's been like that. And welcome back to the studio again, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes, time for Sports Talk Live.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, man.
Well, Ronnie, wow. This is the week it gets real.
It absolutely does, and isn't it kind of poetic there that it's kind of cooled off just a little bit, humidity's down, kind of get a little taste of kind of what fall football is going to be like instead of 90% humidity and 95 degrees.
We are all still alive after the eclipse the other day.
Yeah,
let me ask you something, Lenny, before we get tied into sports and all. And by the way, for anybody interested, Chris Andrews joins us today at 4:15.
Absolutely.
I guess, what, 7-8 months
since
we talked to Chris?
Yeah, and update us who Chris is, Jason, for people who may not know.
The man with a plan, you might say, if you are ever in the need to place a wager for entertainment purposes only.
That's the key words.
Out of Las Vegas, Nevada, he is the guy who sets the line. He actually puts the line out for his casino.
So what you're saying in layman's terms is Alabama is a 7-point favorite. So it's -7. Is that correct?
That's right.
And so if you see that Alabama is a -7, that came from Chris Andrews, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that line might not have came from Chris because everybody kind of sets their own, but
I see. Okay.
He is the one that sets it for his casino, and you think, well, wow, one casino. Well, that one casino on a given weekend may handle, I don't know. I'm just going to take a stab and say $20, $25 million in bets.
Chicken feed for a man of your stature.
Yeah, you know it.
You know.
But before we get into that, Ronnie, let's talk about the eclipse a minute.
I thought it was the greatest thing I have ever experienced.
I know that is a lie. What?
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. I took a lot of slack on Facebook.
People, were they wearing you out?
Yeah, because I said, honestly, it was. It was the only thing I can think of come close was when Geraldo was breaking into Al Capone's vault and he goes in there and there's nothing there, Or another example I used.
Yeah.
Is when the weatherman is giving 6 inches of snow, school's called off, work's called off, the grocery stores are out of milk.
Milk and bread.
You wake up the next morning and it's dry.
That's right. And the kids are out playing ball in the backyard.
It was interesting something that,
But
if you were in Nashville or Greenville, South Carolina, that would have been neat.
Eric, and let me say this, Jason. Eric, my oldest son, he and some other guys, they went somewhere up in Tennessee and they got in that span or that area where it was total, totality, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And he said it was that was a real very neat experience, from that standpoint.
But the temperature, you could feel it just drop.
Absolutely.
And that was pretty neat.
Birds kind of got a little bit quiet,
But it was a little disappointing as far as darkness. I thought it, 93%, 94%?
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought
it would be darker.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, but anyway. And well, I make the comment, those who liked the eclipse and were so carried away about the eclipse, I said, hang around till about 8 p.m. tonight and you're going to be blown away.
and if you miss it at 8 o'clock tonight, you can probably do it at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, or the next night.
Yeah, there's no pressure to see that because it will return.
To break up the monotony of everyday stuff, I guess.
So. I tell you, those folks that made off about bandits were the ones selling the glasses.
Oh, man.
Why did we not buy up about 40,000 pair of those and sell them on the black market.
You know, they were selling like crazy at a local merchant that will remain nameless, and they were just they were doing people's favors.
That's right.
Capitalism.
Absolutely, I'm all for it. I'm not against, I'm upset that I didn't have enough sense to plan in advance and order a bunch myself.
But the day of, banks were giving them away. the Decatur Mall, I think, gave away 10,000 pair.
Yeah. Well, I paid $15 for them. So
$15 for how many pair?
Three.
And that was it. What was probably $1.20 worth of glasses.
Oh, that much?
They were 19 to 29 cents a pair is what I was told.
19 cents?
Yeah, 19 cents to 29 cents. So.
Well, that could...
You could have had an expensive 40-cent pair.
You get the grand model or whatever. You know, the limited edition. That's what that would be.
Yeah, in their defense, the people who sold them for $5, $6, whatever, they probably actually paid more than the 29 cents.
I bet they did, too.
Just because of what it was.
Yeah. Well, it only stands to reason. A supplier... is not gonna right. sell them to a business for the same rate that they would have all the time. Right. There's no use for them.
Yeah, any other time it's not going to do you any good.
What are you
gonna
do
can't see
them?
Jack.
That's right. You can't see anything when you put those darn things on. So, I'm sure the suppliers jack the price up. That's the American way.
That's it.
Supply and demand.
That's it.
If you don't like that, try and get you a dose of North Korea.
And as my brother always says, Ronnie, if they had been $12 a pair, you couldn't make them for that.
No.
You couldn't. I couldn't take $12 and make a pair of those glasses. So,
but, again, I applaud those folks who were selling them. Hey, and be honest, they were selling them for $5. They could have got more than that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they could have sold them for $10 and probably sold just as many.
Yep.
But, you have those glasses. Of course, with you... Y'all got welding helmets.
You could use Did you know that they say that's not safe?
A welding helmet is not safe.
And I remember 84, 85, there was an eclipse. It wasn't as much as this one, but I can remember taking the welding helmet, looking through it the entire time. Never bothered my eyes, but that's what they were saying.
I would think if I could look at when I'm arc welding and I'm a foot from it, if I'm wearing a welding helmet, I would think I would be safe.
Now, let me ask you one more thing in this area, and then we'll move on to sports. And this, I'm sure there's some logical, easy explanation to this.
Well,
we were talking about the sun and the distance and how big it is and the temperature and how it burns continuous.
Yeah.
Why, and you may laugh at this question, but it's a serious question.
You think about it today?
No, I thought about this the other day during the eclipse.
Oh.
Why does the sun not ever burn out? Because it's burning some type of gas from somewhere, so why is that a continual supply of gas? And is there not going to come a point the sun's going to burn out?
I could give you the simplest. I can't give you a teacher's reason. I don't know.
Melissa, Jay, anybody? It will burn out at some point.
Eventually.
Is that before Christ comes back or after?
I hope it's after.
When I ran in North Korea, they fixed the pricing, it'll run out of fuel.
When what?
When I ran in North Korea, they stopped fixing the price of gas.
Okay. So North Korea is behind the sun burning.
North Korea is behind everything.
They are.
Now.
They're absolutely.
Ronnie, what do we have locally as far as might draw somebody's interest this evening?
Hey, from...
Or even tomorrow night. What we got locally?
Well, tomorrow night. Well, we're getting closer to some volleyball being played starting the 31st of this month. That's when they can play their first match, your local schools. But your football season, as we will... Many know, and we'll share with you those games that are taking place even tomorrow night. We have some local teams playing. We will not give our picks as of now.
No, but it will come today.
It will come today, but now is not the time. When you're around, people are probably getting ready to, get off work for the day or finish up what they were doing, or a lot of people on the road. It's just as a public service that we wait till you know, about 15 to
right, and let
six,
the city
Bill.
Police have noticed that they can handle the traffic.
That's right. And I saw, and I stopped and saw a couple of state troopers. They were around, and I told them, you know, to be aware
that
there'll be people pulling over, and you know, a little bit later, around 5:45.
They don't know what's going on that way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, once again, it's community service. You know, we have to let them know. But anyway, Jason, some of the local games that we got four that's taking place tomorrow night. We have Cold Springs at Hansville, and while we mentioned that, we will be, not you and I, but 95.5 will be carrying that game play by play, I believe.
That's right.
Jay
so,
corrects me.
If you can't make it to the game, you can always turn on the
That's
old
right.
radio. If you can't pick the signal up, go to live95coleman.com and you can hit listen live and hear it right there in your living room.
That's right. That's for those.
Or go to the game and listen to it.
Either way. But again, this is Cold Springs will be at Hansville. West Point will be at Hamilton. Holly Pond will be playing home at home against Coosa Christian, and Cullman will also be at home playing against Hartsell. So those are the four games that will be played tomorrow night. All games start at 7 o'clock. All high school football games begin at 7 o'clock. That is set by the Alabama High School Athletic Association. The local schools have nothing to do with that. So
when I was in school, it was 7:30.
It was. And not
it made a late night.
Too. Yes, it did, and not too long ago. I mean, that has it hasn't been 7 o'clock for a, you know, a very, very, very long time. So, but those are the four regular season games. We got some other folks that are playing some jamborees. Vimont, I think, is playing East Lawrence. Good Hope, I think, is playing East Limestone. I may have that wrong. I'll double check it in a little bit. But those are jamboree games where you're. You know, varsity plays about one half, and then your JVs, you know, play a half. So it's more of just a glorified
scrimmage. In the area of football, Saturday night or Saturday, everybody rest easy. Pee-wee and wee-wee football starts back.
Oh, my gosh.
And I get to go this year because Emma is cheering at Fairview. So
are you telling me?
I will get to make an appearance.
You're going to go.
I'm going to go.
Are you staying all day?
Oh, no, sir.
What a lovely Saturday.
All right. 4:12. The music's playing, Ronnie.
You won't be able to sleep a wink on Friday
night. I'm already so fired up, I can't stand it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. When we come back, Chris Andrews from Vegas will join us. He'll be giving his predictions and his thoughts on the upcoming season as a whole. Is Alabama as good as advertised? What about Auburn? And we'll talk about some teams out west. So
absolutely.
Stay with us. Sports Talk Live 95.5. Coleman.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Cullman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo! It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, is proud to announce the return of Friday Night Live. Each week, we'll select a local high school game to bring you live here on the radio. As the 2017 football season takes shape, we will focus on the high school teams in our area that are having the best season. We'll kick it off this Friday night with Hansville versus Cold Springs. Game time is 6:45 p.m. right here on Live 95.5 FM.
Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Four 15 Sports Talk Live back with you on the second edition of the 2017-2018 Sports Talk Live, and just as promised, Ronnie, the man with the plan, our favorite segment of the show, and Mr. Chris Andrews from Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris, welcome back.
Well, welcome to you guys too. I was hoping I'd see you over the over the break out here in Las Vegas.
We would have loved to have called Chris. How are you, man? It's great to hear you hear from you again.
Well, I'm doing good, guys. Hanging in there, and business is good. And of course, we've got the fight this weekend. We got college football kicking off on Saturday, so you know, I'm ready and primed for a big season.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, Jason told me a little bit. Have your responsibilities changed? You've moved on up the ladder some more. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't move up the ladder. I moved sideways.
You
a
moved
little
sideways.
Bit.
Okay. Well, that's better moving down.
Hey, oh, it's way better. Let me tell you, Ronnie. but we have joined up with VSIN, and it's just VSIN. You can find our website, vsin.com, or you can go to XM Radio, Sirius XM. We're on channel 204. Brent Musburger and his family kind of put this thing together. You know, Brent always kind of made little jokes about, you know, the over and under, and, you know, you're looking live. He was telling you pretty much what the weather was looking like at these stadiums, and little hints about his bets. And, so Brent has moved out here now to Las Vegas, and we have our network is strictly gambling, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're the only one. Yeah, we're the only ones doing it. And, you know, we're on, like I said, since we're on satellite radio, we can pretty much do whatever we want. We don't have to answer to
all
the
right,
FCC.
Chris, now that you've told me it's gambling only, tell me again where to find this.
Sirius XM channel 204. So you gotta have the, but you know, if you don't have Sirius XM, you can go to our website, which is just vsin.com, and VSIN stands for the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and just go to vsin.com, and, you know, you could watch it on, and we simulcast it on television too on the website. So you just go to that. Ooh. And you can watch us, listen to us, and
I've got it.
We have a newsletter. We have a newsletter, comes out every morning, and you know, it's you guys kind of know the way this radio and stuff. You got to find your niche, and this is like our niche. We're not trying to be all things to all people. We can't do that.
Right.
And you know, if you want to talk about, you know, LeVar Ball and his tennis shoes and all that, we're not talking about that stuff. We're talking about who do you like today in the Dodger Pirate game, or who do you like, tonight in the Miami Philly game, or we talk a lot of college football and just whatever there is to bet on, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you mentioned the fight this weekend, and before you even get started, how big is this fight to Vegas? I mean, here, you know, we talk about it and see it, but it's really not like, I don't think we get a good feel for how big this fight really is.
Well, it is monstrous as far as the money goes. The betting money is just out of sight. You know, this is really somewhat comparable to a Super Bowl. We're,
wow.
We're writing monster money.
My God.
Now, as far as, like, the ticket sales and all that, they kind of price themselves out of the market a little bit. I think there's going to be a lot of open seats, you know, if you're watching the fight. You know, the cheapest seat, which is kind of up there too, is like $600. You know, so if you're taking your girlfriend,
oh, wow.
And you, You know, and you ain't gonna impress her, by the way, either. When you're sitting in the back row, well, that already set you back $1,200. You know what I mean? So they really kind of outpriced themselves, I think, in it. So they're, but you know, these casinos, they gobble up a lot of tickets and give them away free as you know, comps to some of their big customers. So I think you'll see some of that, but nonetheless, you'll still see a lot of empty seats. But from my perspective, I mean, I'm just booking the fight. The bets have been monstrous. I don't know if you guys saw it, got out on the paper and in ESPN. We took an $880,000 bet.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, that's a man-sized bet, fellas.
Chris, I told you not to tell anybody I did that.
Sorry, Ronnie. I figured it was going to come out sooner or later.
Well, I know. Well, I charged it to Spiegel Contracting, so it
no,
won't matter.
Yeah.
I can afford it. but yes, and then you know, I mean, we've had a couple guys bet us $200,000, and you know, we've had money the other way too. Like those guys are betting the favorite; they're betting Mayweather. But you know, just today, a guy bet me $50,000 on McGregor, and you know, we've had those kind of bets.
That's more than my mind can comprehend betting that.
Yeah,
kind of
believe me, it even takes a while to count it all out. So you know,
yeah.
It's, but we're doing a lot of business on this fight, and you know, it's going to be. It's going to be an interesting Saturday for me, I can tell you that.
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you one more question about the fight while we are talking about it briefly here. I don't really know how to ask a question. Will there be more money bet on this fight than any other fight in the history, you know, of say, boxing? Or, I mean, does this rank up there?
Oh, yeah. Right now, it's the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, which holds the Nevada record, which was, you know, for all of us in Nevada, like $50 million. And I think this just shatters that record.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if our little joint is any indication, yeah, we're going to go through that pretty quick.
Unbelievable.
That's one man's humble opinion.
Sure.
You know, but we take a pretty good whack, obviously, for, you know, taking $800,000 bets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we take a pretty big bet over here. And but I think a lot of guys in town are taking some big bets too. So I think it'll go through that $50 million.
Wow. Hey, are you able to say who you think will win? I don't keep up with it that much. I mean, I know who these two guys are, but do you have a preference who you think will win the fight? I mean,
well, I think Mayweather's going to win the fight. I mean, it's one of those things where you know, I've talked to my boss and he kind of feels the same way. We'd love to have Mayweather going for us once they square off in the ring, but you know, you can't make people bet. You can move the number and do whatever you want, but you know, they're going to bet what they bet. You know, so we're trying to need Mayweather, and I'm pretty sure we will. But we got some big money coming in on him lately, and you know, we really don't turn too many people away. So if we get stuck with McGregor, I guess we get stuck with him. But we'd rather have Mayweather going for us.
Okay, I got one more stupid question along the same lines. But again, I'm ignorant on this subject, but is this strictly a boxing match?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So McGregor can't kick him.
Yeah, well, if he does, he's disqualified.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, he can't kick
him.
So
we got that price on the board, too, if you want to bet on that. So.
Okay.
We try to get all our bases covered here, Ronnie.
Oh, man.
you're not supposed to. Let's put it that way.
I got you. Okay.
All right, Chris, let's swap it over to something we know a little about, not a lot, but we know a little. Give us your thoughts on the upcoming season, football season, that is. What teams have your attention right now starting the season, and why do these teams have your attention?
Well, I put up a prop that I put up these five teams versus the whole rest of the field. Okay, now here's the five teams, and I think this is real representative of kind of what I like. So Alabama, naturally.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. We're feeding the monster here, Jason.
Oh, I'm telling you. His head just went up another 2 inches when you said that.
Oh, great. I hope we can get out of the room there when you're done. Okay. So Bama, USC, Oklahoma, Florida State, and kind of a little bit of an outsider, but I have a strategy here, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So I wanted to pick one team from each of the Power Five conferences. Now, I don't think Wisconsin is the best team in the Big Ten, but I do think with them being on like the side the division that they're in, they have the best chance of reaching the Big Ten championship game. Whereas if I pick, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State, I think those three teams are all pretty good. Either any one of those could beat the other two, you know, on a given Saturday.
Yeah.
So if I went with Wisconsin, I was I want to keep this prop up as long as possible, and I think they'll be alive at least to be into that Big Ten championship game. Whereas if I chose one of the other three teams, I think I'd be kind of gambling a little bit, you know. So I want to keep it up as much as I can. So those are the five teams, you know, one from each conference that I think have the best chance of winning those particular conferences.
Good deal. And Chris,
like
I've got
that.
A question for you later that all three of us will answer on our predictions. And you and I are really close on the teams that you've got. I think I've got four teams, maybe five, but anyway, we're real close there. Hey, Chris, we know the early polls are just entertainment. They mean very little, if anything. They just give us something to talk about. So looking at the polls, do you see any team or teams even not getting enough respect, in your opinion? And then on the opposite side, do you see anybody you think may be a little overrated and getting too much love?
Well, the first one, underrated, I mean, probably a team that I think has a real legit shot to get to the Final Four and win it, I think it's TCU. You know, I mean, they have a really good coach in Gary Patterson. You know, they've recruited well over the years. They've got a good home field advantage. You know, and I know, like, the Big 12 is a pretty good conference, but they still don't play a whole lot of defense over there.
Right.
And TCU is one of the teams that I think can play some defense. And, you know, listen, right now Oklahoma has to be considered the cream of the crop. They got, and I know they got a new coach, but, you know, they got the quarterback coming back. But from what I've read, the new coach, they have a lot of confidence in them. They have a great offensive line, so they need to be the favorite. But I think TCU is just one of those teams just kind of lying there, and I think we forget sometimes what a good coach Patterson is. And he's had some of these teams that we don't expect all that much from, that has made a pretty good run a couple of times. I mean, he's never won a national championship, but he won a Rose Bowl, if you remember that, a couple years
mm-hmm.
ago. So, I mean, this guy's a pretty good coach. So that's my number one team to be underrated. The other one, and I got two more listed here. The other one, and you guys probably have a strong opinion on this, but I think we're really overlooking Tennessee. Everybody's expecting Jones to really probably get fired by the end of the year. You know, he's been disappointing, I think, as a coach, but he's also really recruited really well. He's in kind of certainly the easier half of the SEC, although, you know, Georgia and Florida are going to be pretty good. But I think that that's winnable on his side of the conference. I mean, he needs to win some close games, but he does have talent. I know they have to replace Joshua Dobbs. And I think Dobbs was good, but I don't think he was great. So I think that, you know, there's a chance that they could, you know, replace him. And, you know, listen, that's just college football. You're constantly replacing somebody.
Yeah.
But I think Tennessee, you know, could be, you know, the expectations aren't very high for a change, because, like, the last 2 years they were real high. And now all of a sudden I think they might be able to catch a few teams by surprise. And the last one is a total outsider, but I've said it before, I think Northwestern is pretty darn good. And they are in Wisconsin's half of the conference for the Big Ten. And, you know, I don't know that they could beat Wisconsin. They're certainly going to be a pretty big underdog. But this team's pretty good, and Pat Fitzgerald's also another one of those guys, a real good coach. You know they're going to be disciplined. They're going to play smart football. You know, Fitzgerald had a chance to jump ship and go to a couple other schools. He stuck with Northwestern. You know, they've recruited, you know, pretty well for a school that has, you know, pretty high standards to get in. You know, but I think that if you're looking for a total sleeper, that might be it right there.
Yeah.
Northwestern.
Yeah, nobody would think of Northwestern, that's for sure. So.
No, they sure would. But, you know, it was, you know, what was, God, showing my age here, what was it, about 20 years ago when they went to the Rose Bowl out of nowhere, you know, when Gary Barnett was the coach, you know, so
yeah.
Long time ago. But they're, you know, they've been known to be okay, you know, and I think the schedule isn't all that bad, you know, that they could sneak up on some
right.
people.
Okay, hey Chris, my question I've got, if we look at you know, teams in the, you know, the top 25, the polls, and just like Jason said, it's just something to talk about. But if someone listening, I, Jason, or anybody else out there, if they wanted to bet on possibly three or four teams that might win the national championship, my question is, which teams would you recommend? Now, I'm not saying these are teams that you would personally pick to win, but rather a team that has some good value. So, can you throw some out?
I got three written down here that I think would represent some decent value with guys that have a chance to win. Okay, now the first one I would say is Georgia. And, you know, right now I got them on my board at 50-1, and that's about the price you could find on them. Now, once again, they're going to have to win some close games out of their side of the conference. You know, they're going to have to beat Tennessee, who I was just talking about. They're going to have to beat Florida, I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. And, you know, they got a couple other ones in there too. You know, Kentucky, I think, is going to be pretty good. You know, so they got some close games they have to win. Then, of course, they have to go to the SEC championship. And they're going to have to beat, you know, probably Bama, but maybe Auburn, maybe LSU. You know, that's who they're going to have to beat. And is that an easy road? You know, heck no, not at all. But I think also they have a little bit of a chance. You know, I think they've recruited well. What I've heard, and I don't know this, but a guy I trust kind of told me, he says, you know, Kirby Smart, pretty good coach. He doesn't like the rest of the coaching staff, though. Says the rest of the staff is a little bit weak. Now, I don't know enough to say yes or no, but sure. The guy who told me this is a pretty sharp guy, especially he knows college football and he knows the coaches pretty well. So that was his opinion. So that would be my caveat against Georgia. Now, the other one, I think Stanford, right now I got them 75-1. Now, that's a team that's certainly been in the hunt ever since Harbaugh's been there, but David Shaw has kind of carried the torch since then and done a pretty good job. So I think they're pretty good. Now, they got, you know, some games they have to win. I think, you know, as far as like the Pac-12 North, I think they go to Washington, so they have to beat Washington, like, in a very, very tough situation. Washington, I think, has one of those underrated home fields. So I think they have to go there, but they'll obviously have to win that game. Then for the Pac-12 championship, it's almost a slam dunk they're going to have to beat USC because there's not much out of the Pac-12 South. You know, that obviously won't be easy, but, you know, they've done it before. And if they win those two games, which will be underdogs in both, but they have to win those two games, then hang on one second, guys. Okay. I think I got another 200,000 coming in.
No problem. Anytime you get a 200,000, we'll wait.
We'll
Yeah. Just, hang on one second.
Yeah. Now, if it's one of them small bets, like 50,000, yeah. I don't know if we can wait.
Okay, guys, I got my other people here. Your hands. Anyway, so I think Stanford has a chance. Now I'm going to go to 300-1.
300-1.
So naturally, don't tap out on this. The Northwestern. I mean, I think. They got to, you know, listen, you want to throw $10 on something, you win $3,000, you know, that might be somebody that you might look at, you know. So, I mean, you're really reaching for the stars, you know. But I think, you know, 300-1, it'll give you a little something to root for. You going to win? Probably not, you know, but I think it'll give you a little bit of rooting action for the course of the year.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
Hey, back in 2013, Auburn was right at that, the same thing there. So
listen, you guys watch football every week. There's crazy things that happen. Yeah.
Would you say Auburn would be back in that same category again this year?
I'm going to slap him. I'm going to slap him right now. Time out.
Salt in the wounds. Salt in the wounds, man. Come on. Have a heart, Ronnie. Jeez.
Chris, what is Auburn and Alabama?
Game itself?
No, the odds to win the national championship.
The odds on Bama, 3-1. And Auburn, you know, I took some money on Auburn. I had him at 20-1. I think I'm down to 12-1 now with... You know, actually, we've got some pretty sharp money that came in on Auburn, so I had to lower them, you know.
What about that? You
know, yeah, got some serious money. Listen, a lot of it was going to revolve around the new quarterback.
Bingo.
Stidham, you know, he's supposed to be pretty good. See what happens, you know, but listen, there's a long way to go for a lot of teams here, but they're definitely somebody that could be in the hunt.
That's right. Hey, Chris, kind of piggybacking off of that, what you were just giving us right there, somebody, maybe it's a long shot, but while we're on that subject, how about just throwing in, I hate to put you on the spot this early in the season, this early in the day for us, but who do you think will be the four teams ultimately in the college football playoffs?
Well, gun to my head, here's who I'd pick.
Right.
Alabama, unfortunately. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it.
Florida State. But I think, there's one of the, and this is one of the good things about the playoffs, because, naturally, Bama and Florida State playing the first week, but I think the loser is not eliminated.
I agree.
Because they can still go out and win their conference and, win the championship game and, a pretty good conference. And, so I don't think the loser there is eliminated. And I think that's really good for college football. I'd love to see a bunch of these games the first, week or two of the season. And hopefully we're kind of heading in that direction, because we've got Oklahoma, going to Ohio State in the second or third week.
Right.
These kind of games are great for the game. And, it used to be we'd get a lot more of these, so hopefully we're heading in that direction. Anyway, Bama, Florida State. USC, who I think is a little bit overrated, but like I said, they come out of the weaker half of the Pac-12. There's really nothing down there that I think can beat them. UCLA, that's always a rivalry game. I guess anything can happen. Utah's, okay. Colorado's okay. The Arizona teams, I don't think are very good, either one of them. So I think they have a pretty easy path to get to the championship game. And, that's, unfortunately, that's a lot of what we're looking at with these things are scheduling. And I would be very remiss if I didn't throw in Penn State out of the Big Ten. So, I'm even wearing my Penn State shirt today, guys. So there's no chance I'm going to pick Ohio State or Michigan or even Wisconsin. this is strictly a pick from my heart.
Right.
But I do think they're pretty good. I like Penn State. I think they're a pretty good team.
I was going to throw that out, because I know you're a Penn State guy, as to your thoughts about Penn State. I mean, I think they probably should have deserved to have been in there last year, but it didn't happen. Are they going to be as strong this year as last year, or where do they stand?
Well, I think their offense will be as strong. Their offense was really good by the end of last year. And that was one of the things that I kind of looked at with Franklin, even back at the Vanderbilt days. His offense has got better and better as the year wore on. Now, of course, at Vandy, again, you're talking kind of like a Northwestern-style team. High standards to get in. Hard to get the cream of the crop athletically. But those kind of kids, they got better and better as the year wore on offense. Now at Penn State, it's a different animal. He's really recruited well, and he's got a terrific team. Now, the problem is, first couple years, he didn't have much beef on the offensive line. A lot of these kids come out of high school, and you think of what a big high school player they are. They're maybe 6'3", 275. But you go play Power 5 football, that's small. That's too small.
Right.
So now it finally got to the point where he redshirted some of those kids, beefed them up in the weight room, and now he's got a strong offensive line to go with good skill position players. I do worry some about the defense. I'm not sure how great it is. Even in spring ball, they had a couple of injuries to linebackers. They're already wearing a little thin on that side of the ball. So that's definitely a worry of mine. But I do think they're going to be a good team that's going to put up a lot of offensive numbers. And, we'll see if the defense can hold up. I mean, they have to go to Ohio State. Obviously, that's going to be a really tough game. They play Michigan at home. I think Michigan's going to be down a little bit this year. And, they're going to have to win those two games. And, that ain't going to be easy, but I think they could do it.
Great.
Hey, Chris, as we are SEC fanatics, I guess you would say, so forgive us for asking
sure.
So much about the SEC, but while you are in the prediction mode, give us a prediction on the SEC East and the SEC West. Who do you see finishing 1 and 2 in both divisions?
Well, I think there's no doubt Bama has to be the favorite in the West. But I think Auburn and LSU, I think they got to be right there. Again, you got teams that have really recruited well, and I think a lot of it comes down to the quarterback. you know, for both of those schools, I'm talking about Auburn and LSU. You know, Stidham, I've heard some really good things about him. Of course, now he's got to go out on the field and produce. And then, of course, LSU, I mean, it seems like, you know, they've had quarterback problems since Jamarcus Russell left and probably even before then.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that seems to have been a problem at LSU, you know, I don't know, probably since Mettenberger. You know, like I said, we've had a Mettenberger who was okay and Russell who had a great year. But it seems like an ongoing problem at LSU. So they have to solve that quarterback problem. But other than that, they have some really good athletes. And, you know, naturally, you got to beat Bama if you want to get anywhere. And I'm not sure that either team can do that. But, of course, you know, upsets happen all the time. You know, on the other side of the conference, I mean, I like Georgia. That's who I think is the best team over there. You know, I think Florida, they still don't have a quarterback selected to start, and they got a big game to open the season against Michigan, and I think that's kind of a bad sign myself that no one has really stepped up and taken that job. So, I like Georgia over Florida at this point. Like I said, I still have Tennessee in the mix, just because I think the pressure's off Jones and the Tennessee team a little bit because the expectations aren't there nearly for what we've seen the last couple of years. So I think they have a shot. If you're looking for a real outsider, you know, I think Kentucky has really recruited well the last couple of years. You know, I think, you know, Stoops was probably on the ropes a little bit last year. You know, they finished okay. And, you know, I think that's the kind of team that, you know, maybe could surprise a few people. You know, I mean, I'd have to take a pretty big price on them to win the SEC. But I think they have a little bit of a shot. So.
Chris, I was worrying about you with that Kentucky pick. They did just legalize marijuana in Nevada. So.
yeah, but we still have drug testing here, so I cannot indulge. Unfortunately, I'm still – my college roommates would never believe it, but, you know, I'm clean as a whistle.
Hey, Chris, I've got to ask you about probably – I think we would all agree, regardless of who our favorite teams are, that – the opening game this year between Alabama and Florida State over in Atlanta at the – I think that's – is it the Mercedes-Benz? Is that the stadium there? Without any doubt, the best opening game ever, I guess, in college football. My question is Bama still a 7-point favorite? And if so, I really want to put you on the spot. I want you to pick who you think wins this football game.
Well, they are a 7-point favorite. I think it's gotten way too high. I opened, I was like the first to open this game, and I opened Bama, I think a 3.5 or maybe a 4-point favorite. I think 3.5. I think Florida State's really good, and, you know, everybody just assumes Bama is like the top of my power ratings. They're not this year. I got them ranked second, behind Ohio State, who's, you know, a very solid team. It's traditionally a great outfit, and another team that probably has been the number two team recruiting wise in the last couple of years, Alabama being number one. But anyway, I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but I think Bama did really lose a lot of guys to the pros, a lot of talent, and we just assume every year Nick Saban is going to plug it in with the next batch of recruits. And, you know, is that most likely? Yeah, I'd say it is, but, you know, I need to see something before I just kind of put the stamp of approval on them. And, you know, they have to go out on the field and play. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, 18 to 22-year-old kids. And sometimes, you know, they develop and reach their potential, but sometimes they don't. You know, so I have to see what happens. But like I said, I got them 1 point worse than Ohio State. But nonetheless, Florida State, there's a lot of guys coming back from Florida State. Francois on offense, but that defense, I think, is really going to be good for Florida State, one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those games where you're probably going to go right down to the finish, and, you know, most likely Bama wins it. But I think it's going to be a real tight game. And, you know, that Florida State defense, I think it's, we're looking at a field goal either way. And I think 7 points right now, I think that's way too high. I would definitely take the 7, no question about that. Does that mean I think they're going to win outright? I'd still make them a dog to win it outright, but I think Florida State being that game all the way to the end.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
Good deal. I've got me a little Florida State action for entertainment purposes only. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Hey, Chris,
head would swell pretty good. Oh, yeah. Florida State pulls that up.
Yes,
that,
sir. I will be a Seminole. Chris, some of us here in the state, believe it or not, are Auburn fans, and some of us love the Auburn Tigers. So let's take just a second to look at the second game of the season for Auburn as they go to Clemson and face the defending national champs. Does Auburn have a chance to go in there and get the victory?
Well, I got to tell you, I opened that game, I opened Clemson a 7-point favorite, and it's down to 5, and it's all been sharp guys betting on Auburn. And, you know, when guys come up and bet, I always, you know, if I think they're smart guys, I'd love to talk to them. You know, I mean, I trust my opinion. I follow it pretty close. But, I mean, there's 130 teams. I can't follow every one of them. Yeah. There's a lot of teams there's gaps in my knowledge. And, you know, what I've heard about Stidham is, you know, pretty good. You know, so, I mean, once again, we've got to get them on the field and see what they could actually produce in a real game situation. But the guys I've talked to really, they think Auburn's a very legit team with, a chance to, win the SEC, which would include beating Alabama and LSU and anybody else. So I think this game, whereas I think the Florida State-Bama loser is not out of the playoff hunt at all. This one, I think they might be if they lose this one, you know, whoever, whether it's either Clemson or Florida State or Auburn. But I think that the winner is going to be vaulted up there pretty high with a pretty good chance to stay in the playoff hunt all the way till the end of the year. So I think this is going to be – that's a real interesting game for me. And I think both teams have a lot of question marks. But, Clemson's been real good for a couple years now. Dabo Swinney and that program, you know, they're definitely among the elite in all of college football. And, you know, Auburn's been in and out a little bit. But I do think that, obviously Gus Malzahn's had some tremendous success. And I think that they could be back in the national hunt. But they're going to have to win this game, I think.
Okay, good deal. Fair enough. I've got about 6 things that all 3 of us are going to throw our prediction in on, and then at the end of the year I'll keep these and we'll go back over it and see who scores the best. So,
okay.
Chris, since you are a visitor, we're going to let you go last on this first pick, and then we will swap it around each time. Ronnie, we'll let you go first. Give me your SEC West winner.
Don't even have to ask that. Roll Tide, baby.
Okay, and I'm going upset. I'm going with my Auburn Tigers.
Well, it'll be an upset.
All right, Chris?
Well, you know, if I'm going with my head, I'd have to say Alabama.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
Give me your SEC East winner, and I'm swapping teams. I was on Florida earlier, but I don't like the quarterback situation at Florida.
I got 3.
So I'm going, I'm going to go with, like everybody else, the Georgia Bulldogs. Chris?
Yeah, I like Georgia myself, yeah.
Yeah, Bulldogs. Kirby Smart, Alabama Tigers.
And they're going to win it despite Kirby Smart. All right. National champion. Now, I've done one kind of like what Chris has got here. I've got, would you pick Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, USC, or the field? Chris, you want those 4 teams or the field?
Okay, we got Bama, Ohio State, Florida State, USC. Man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. God dang it.
Hey, you're not going to lose either.
I'm going to go with the field.
Oh, man. Wow. I'm going with those guys right there.
All right. And I'm also going with the field.
Okay. Well, you got Auburn penciled in, so we know you're going with it. That's right. I got Penn State penciled in, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Over and under on wins. Ronnie, you'll start us off here. Clemson, 9.5. Do they win more or less?
Less.
Okay. I'm going to go with over. Chris.
You know, God dang, you got some good numbers here. I'm going to go with Over.
All right. And if I'm way off on one of these, Chris, let me, because I made these up off the top of my head. So.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So far, so good.
Penn State, 9.5. And I'm going to go, boy, I don't know. I'm going to go under on this one at 9. I think they win 9.
Well, I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over.
I'm over. All right. I like Penn State.
All right, Chris, you are first on this one. Washington, the Huskies at 10.
Oh, man, so. You know, I'm a big fan of Chris Peterson. I'm going to go over.
Wow. Runny.
Under.
And I'm also going under. Hate to agree with you, Runny.
I know you do.
All right, Runny.
Kills you, doesn't it,
Jay? It does. It does.
USC Trojans, 9.5.
Over.
All right. I'm also going over. Chris.
Yeah, USC, I got to go over that.
Yeah.
The
Ohio State Buckeyes, I'll start this one off at 10.5, and I think they go over.
Over 10.5?
Over 10.5. I got them in, playing in the Final Four. So, Chris?
I'm going to go under.
All right.
I'm going under, but they're still going to get in the playoff.
Auburn?
Yeah,
This one hurt.
Because I got an Ohio State guy sitting across me. I said, no, you guys don't have to win. You get voted in anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly right.
This one hurt to write this number down, but I looked at the schedule, tried to look at it objectively, and I come up with 8-9 there. So I went 8.5, Chris, 8.5 on Auburn.
I go over.
Okay, Runny.
I'll go over.
And I'm also going over. Alabama, 10.5. Runny, you get to start us on Alabama.
Over.
I'm going under. Chris?
Yeah, I got to go over.
All right. First team to win 10 games. It don't matter if it's because of the time of day they play or the schedule. And the first team in the nation to get to 10 wins. And I'll start it off. I'm going with Ohio State. Chris.
I'm going to go with USC because they have a very quirky schedule. They start the season, and they don't have a single bye week. They play 12 straight weeks.
I'm not sure
looked
at the schedule.
I'm going to go with USC just because of that.
I'm going with Washington.
All right. Last one, and we're going to jump to the NFL. Super Bowl winner, New England, Atlanta, Dallas, Seattle, or the field. Chris, you start us off. New England, Atlanta, Dallas, Seattle.
That NFL stuff's tough, boy.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to go with the field.
Okay. Runny?
I'm with Chris. I mean, it's just so difficult in the NFL. So, yeah,
and
I take the field.
I hate to disagree with you both again, but I'm going with these. I think it's
going
to be.
Falcons are
I think
win.
The Falcons or the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
Chris, anything interesting?
Me, I'll tell you that. So, yeah.
Anything interesting this weekend we need to look at before we let you go?
Well, just the fight. Like I said, here's another guy walked up to the counter and just bet me $200,000 on Mayweather. So
you're killing me talking about there's like swinging around a $20 bill there.
I know, exactly. Yeah, well, oh, man.
Well, regardless, when you guys come out here, like I said, the rooms are on me. You're,
hey, we're going to take you up on
money
that.
And your gambling money, you're on your own. I can't help you there. You know? But I can't take care of the rooms. And I do mean that. I'd love to see you guys out here. I know probably can't do it until after football season. Yeah. But I'd love to have you guys out here as my guest, really.
We're going to try to get it together, get our wives to come along, and we'll have to come out and see you
sometime.
Absolutely,
I'd love to.
It'd be like the Beverly Hillbillies coming to Vegas.
Well, you wouldn't be the first, I can tell you that. And I was going to say, you could bring wives or not bring wives. That's up to you guys.
Hey,
you
could go there is no way I'll go to Vegas without my wife with me. So.
Well, I always thought I can't afford another divorce, so I'll bring my wife too.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you.
Chris, can we count on you again next Thursday?
Oh, absolutely. I've been telling you guys for a couple of years, this is my funnest hour of the week. So
good,
I love
to
talking to you guys. And that's why I need you guys out here. Maybe we break some bread together and have a cocktail and that sort of thing.
We'd love to.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thanks,
you.
Chris.
All right, Chris. Talk to you next week. Chris Andrews, Las Vegas, Nevada. There's not a better guy out there, right?
No.
I mean, this guy's taking in 200, what was that, 800,000?
While he's sitting there talking to us, somebody's coming up betting. Well, he had 800,000 and a 200,000. In my math, that's a million.
Yeah, and then while we were talking, they were $200,000 bets come in. So
he's had a minimum of 1.5, 1.7 in the time he's been talking to us on the fight. Wow.
I can't imagine. I guess if you're like the woman that just won the lottery, 700 and something million, maybe betting a million. But
I saw where she quit her job.
You imagine that?
That's surprising.
She had worked the same job, wasn't it, 30-something years?
Has she? What'd she do?
I don't know.
You don't know what she did?
I don't know.
She was a nurse.
Quit during the press conference, I think. Did she not?
That would be sweet.
I would say this. Wonder what the odds are.
You gotta go back to work. Well, what? No.
Yeah. What are the odds within 7 years she'll be broke?
With that much money, not very good.
Not very good.
But have you ever watched that TV show that tells all about that? That is unbelievable how many people are broke.
Broke. Sad, isn't it? Kind of like the NFL players.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think. You would think they would have enough sense to put a little money back.
Yeah. Or just hire somebody to take care of their.
That's where a lot of them get in trouble.
You're right. Bingo. And that's what happened to you.
Yeah.
First time when you made all your meat, you trusted somebody else to take care of your finances, and they let you down.
All right. Since Runya is telling some high stories and the water is rising or something else is rising, we are going to take a break. 4:56. We'll be back with you. More sports coming. The number 256-737-9505. If you want to call and give us your thoughts, jump in here.
I bet Jeffrey's not sleeping away.
Jeffrey's already texted. Want to know if anybody was manning the phone today.
Oh, okay.
So I told him
right.
We were on with Chris. Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit. Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo! It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A body found in central Arkansas identified as a woman from Alabama. State police say the remains of 23-year-old Laramie Klein were found at a lake near Jacksonville. A man was stopped while driving the Dale County woman's car and is being questioned, but so far no arrests. It's an unexpected runoff in the race for Birmingham mayor. Incumbent William Bell and assistant city attorney Randall Woodfin headed to a runoff, Woodfin getting 41% of the vote to Bell's 37%. Woodfin tells WBRC he went door-to-door listening and explained to residents what a mayor's for.
What we can do at City Hall, these are the services your tax dollars are supposed to provide from City Hall. This is how a mayor can actually work with the council. This is how your tax dollars can be spent.
Runoff election set for October 3rd. And if you bought those eclipse glasses and want to get rid of them, the group Astronomers Without Borders will soon begin collecting glasses for kids in South America and Asia to see an eclipse there in 2019. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A reward offered for information in a Tuscaloosa murder, the state offering $5,000 in the July death of 69-year-old Lester Williams. He is a Vietnam veteran who was found shot to death at his home on T.Y. Rogers Avenue. Congressman Mo Brooks failing to make the Republican runoff in Alabama Senate race, now facing a fight to hold on to his House seat. State Senator Bill Holtzclaw says he'll challenge Brooks in the Republican primary.
I ask for your prayers, I ask for your financial support, and most of all, your vote as we take honor, courage, and commitment to Washington. God bless. Semper Fi.
Holtzclaw, a Marine veteran serving his second term in the state Senate. Brooks first elected to Congress in 2010. Thousands of Alabamians crossing the state border into Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida to buy tickets for the Powerball drawing tonight. WBRC asked Governor Kay Ivey about the chance of our state getting a lottery someday.
The legislature can't pass a simple lottery because you have to take out Section 65, I believe it is, of the Constitution, and then that opens up gaming to everything.
I mean, Gene Norvell. This is ARN.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
In money news, Governor Kay Ivey giving the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville a $10 million grant. It's going to fund a new U.S. cyber camp. They'll help construct a new building to house it, plus link the Rocket Center's two existing exhibit halls. Expanding cyber camp is Alabama's number one tourist attraction was a logical investment for the state, the governor says. Space Center held its first cyber camp over the summer. 32 students from across Alabama, chosen by their teachers, participating. Big upgrades at Jordan-Hare Stadium, 25 game day enhancements for the fall, according to Auburn officials. That includes a DJ in the student section, a new outdoor club open to the public located in Plainsman Park parking lot that'll have beer sales. North End Zone Concourse has been widened, and there's expanded hours for RV parking. The Cuban sandwich at Soul Sandwich Shop and Deli in Birmingham is included in Thrillist's 2017 list of the best sandwich shop in every state. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, you're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
504. The line again is vacant, but before you call, got a little business we want to take care of, and welcome Dylan to the staff here at 95.5. Dylan is going to be handling the play-by-play running. And Dylan, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name because I was butchered.
Dylan Demert.
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 T.
Demert.
With a T, yeah.
I'll just call you Dylan.
Fine by me.
As most people probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you went to school and what you're playing, what you got going on and your plan, your future plans.
Well, I'm from right here in Coleman, Alabama. Grew up, you know, not born and raised necessarily, but I went to Vinemont High School, graduated class of 2015. Go Eagles.
There you go.
I went to Lincoln College in Lincoln, Illinois to study broadcasting, and I just finished my second year, and I'm here taking a semester off, going to do some play-by-play for Live 95.5. I'm excited. And after that, I'm going to go to Jacksonville State University and finish.
That's
your old neck of the woods.
There you go. Go Gamecocks, baby.
I hear you.
So, well, that's great, Dylan. Hey, man, we're glad you're here with us today. And
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I know things will go well, and I know the communities are going to appreciate the fact that you're doing what you're doing with the, you know, the play-by-play. People love to listen to that. They love to hear parents and especially grandparents.
Right.
They love to hear that grandson's name, you know, called and making a catch or a tackle or whatever the case may be. So, we're happy for you. Thanks for coming on and being a part of it. So,
Thank you for having me.
Hey, yeah. Dylan, you may know, or this may be something in Jay's department. I'm sure you've got an idea. What is going to be kind of the deciding factor as far as coverage this year? You're going to be covering the county teams, I guess, just whatever the hot topic is that Friday night?
Definitely going to go after the big games of the week, yeah. If we have a ranked matchup coming up, I think we're going to try to shoot for that one. You know, this season that a lot of the county teams were left out. In fact, the only team making it into the rankings was Addison, and that's the only one in our coverage area, so to say, that picked up a ranking. So, you know, whatever the big teams are that week, whatever the hot topic is, yeah, definitely we'll be there.
Yeah, and tomorrow night you're going to be, or you can tell us where you're
going. We're going to be at Hanceville, actually, with the Hanceville and Cold Springs game. As you know, Cold Springs is not an easy team. They may be they're a 1A powerhouse. They're a really good team to play. And Craig Flanagan, head coach of Hanceville, is in his second season, so we'll see how his second season can go at his alma mater. So
absolutely,
it could go either way. This could be a big matchup.
Yeah, and I was looking through this program the other day, and I can't remember what Cold Springs was, but kind of piqued my interest with Hanceville was the fact that I think they had four, five, six maybe seniors, and then they've got a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores, you know, and some freshmen as well. And several of the teams in the county, Good Hope is another one that's way. They have very, very few seniors and a lot of, you know, underclassmen, juniors and sophomores. So I think that bodes well for them for the future.
Right.
I don't know about tomorrow necessarily. But I think it bodes well for them in the future. They're young. They're going to make mistakes and do some crazy things. But they'll also do some good things as well for
right,
them.
Right. And there's a lot of teams in the county that are looking like that. Especially one team I can think of, and hate to kind of pull up my alma mater here.
No, you don't hate to, Dylan. Come on, tell me.
I'm about to say Vinemont. They're really shedding their skin here, getting a new head coach after Matt Norris's departure.
Right.
And you know, a lot of seniors graduated. Garrett Boland's gone now, so they have a replacement there. So we'll have to see how that team looks like, you know, coming in after they, I believe they have a jamboree tomorrow, and then they're back at home next week against Good Hope.
That's right.
Dylan, are you flying this ship alone, or are you going to have somebody there doing a little
I'm taking Jay with me this time, yeah.
We're going to make it up as
so
we go.
You're doing this alone, right? Just kidding, Jay.
Oh, man. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, And I think that's the case throughout a lot of the county. Is there's several teams that don't have a lot of seniors. They have underclassmen, and again, I know I just said it, but I think that bodes well for people's futures if you can keep them out.
Right.
Hey, Ronnie, let's put since Dylan is young, and
yeah,
you know, I told Jay last night, he sent me a message and told me what was going to be happening today, that Dylan was going to be joining us, and told me kind of he was young, and he said like college age young, and told me how old he was. I said, well, I've got socks as old as Dylan.
That you still wear.
Yeah, I've got them on today, in fact. But let's put Dylan on the spot, as we usually like to try to put people on the spot.
Like we did Chris.
Yeah, Dylan, if you had to pick a team that's going to be the team of the county, not counting Coleman, Coleman in a different league here, I guess, and I'm going to probably take some heat for saying that.
You are.
But Coleman, kind of in a different league, the county, seven county schools, give me your number one team this year. Who's going to finish the year with the best record?
You know, that's honestly tough to say, because I think it could go in the direction of maybe, say, the Colt Springs Eagles, or it could go in the direction of the West Point Warriors.
Right.
It's, you know, up to each team to kind of, you know, see how they go. I think West Point really has the best shot, though, honestly. I think West Point would be the best team to have right now in the county. Now, that's not to say that, you know, an underdog team in Vinemont, so to say, could come out of nowhere and take the county by storm, and not to count out Fairview or Hansville or Holly Pond at all, but I'm looking at West Point.
Have you ever looked into going into politics? I want him to name the number one team, and he kind of did there with West Point, and then he caught himself, and then he went on and said, but.
He did it quite well.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know, but
he covered his bases. When you cover your base, you cover your.
You do that, too.
Y'all just think of how many people are listening to the broadcast right now, and you have to make every single one of them happy.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's what he's doing. He's
a good luck. Right.
Absolutely. But I'm with Dylan. I think it's a tough call right now, and you know, we all know. Injuries are going to play a huge part in someone's season, as well as whom you are playing against. You know, you may have the best club in this county, and you might go 5-5, and a team might go 7-3 or 8-2, and they don't have as good a team as you do. It's about your competition that you're playing. So, you know, it could go either way. You know, Holly Pond, prime example.
Oh, man.
They couldn't win a game. And then, you know, they got on a roll last year, made the playoffs. And they're probably going to be pretty solid again this year. So, I think there's several teams that could be good, or they could all be mediocre.
So, Dylan, it's one more question, and we'll get you off the hot seat here. Any look at the next week? I guess that's too far out right now. Don't really know who's going to be doing what yet. So, any ideas right now where you might be in week two?
Where I will be at the game, I'm looking at West Point and Wilson at West Point. Looking to be
if you cover West Point, you cover a lot of people. West Point, a big school.
They travel well. They bring good crowd. Wilson, that's over around the Florence.
Yeah, I think
Wilson
so.
Is over around the Florence.
Not too sure where they're from, but they're coming to West Point.
So. Yeah, I'm about 100% sure that they're a little bit north. If you can get north of Florence, I think that's where they are. They're kind of northeast of Florence, so.
You know what we got to ask too, Ronnie? Dylan, you live in the state of Alabama, so you've got to say Roll Tide or War Eagle, one of the two.
You're not going to like me, Jason. Roll Tide.
Let's just keep it quiet.
That's what you get for bringing it up, big boy. That's exactly what you get.
I kind of thought he might be the way he started answering that. And then,
there you go.
But that's all right, Dylan.
You should have known
that. As long as you don't act like Ronnie, we'll get along fine.
Listen, the odds are he's going to be an Alabama
fan. True.
That's just the way it is. Because the last
time
I heard.
What would you say the state, all seriousness, what would you say the state is?
Well, last time I heard there were 8 Auburn fans.
And one died last year.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I would say 60-40.
That's what I was going to say, 60-40.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Dylan. It's been great to have you on here. We look forward to be listening in. And
6:45 tomorrow night. Okay.
6:45. Hansville Cold Springs. And you see Dylan or Jay, stop by and say hi to them and let them know that you're listening. And it'll make Dylan feel good. And Jay owns the station, so it'll make him feel good.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dylan. Good
luck
to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back again, Sports Talk Live. We've got about 15 minutes before Rex joins us, so we'll talk a little more football. And, Jeffrey, if you're listening, now's the time to call.
That's right. Come on, Jeffrey.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5. We'll be back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
On a Thursday afternoon, and people are getting off work, headed home. So got about 30 minutes before our picks. So get your pencil and paper ready.
That's right. You know, if you can leave a few minutes early, if you're going to go, you know, through a drive-through and get something to eat, you know, try to get there and, you know, get your food and get on home and off the road. We want people to be safe when we deliver these, you know, initial first round game picks.
And there won't be many of them this week.
No, there won't. Well, there'll be few and far between.
But there'll be quality.
Oh, as always. Absolutely.
Got any housekeeping that we need to do, Ronnie?
No, I don't have any housekeeping. I want to go through, you are aware that the AP poll is now out, correct? Not just the coaches poll.
I'm aware it's out, but I have no idea what it says.
You don't know what it says, the AP poll? Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you. Do you want me to do all 20?
I can guess who number one is.
Well, yes. Do you want to do all 25, or do you want to do just the top 10? I don't think you want to do just the top 10.
No, I want Auburn's name in there
somewhere. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, we'll start at number 25, okay? And at number 25 in the AP poll is Tennessee, 24, I'm sorry, 24 is Washington State, 23 is Texas, 22 is West Virginia, 21 Virginia Tech, 20 Kansas State, 19 South Florida, 18 Miami, University of Miami, 17 the Florida Gators, which apparently they've got problems right before we even get the season started. They're playing Michigan. He's talking about playing three quarterbacks.
We all know how that went for Auburn.
Exactly. And several that have been suspended. I want to ask you this, Jason. I know that's kind of off the cuff here. And Florida they've won the East the last 2 years. And while we could say, well, that's impressive in itself to be the SEC East representative, and it certainly is. But my question is, I think they've been averaging about 9 wins a season. If Florida were to make it back to the championship game, lose the championship game, end up winning 8-9 games again, how hot do you think it's going to start getting for Jim McElwain?
It's going to warm up real quick.
I think Hero is going to
go off his name real fast.
I agree. And as silly as it sounds, I think he's probably, they've already probably turned the thermostat from low, you know, they've turned the oven on.
Right. This day and time, Ronnie, is perfect example. Gus Malzahn at Auburn goes to the national championship.
2013. Am I correct?
Right,
2013.
Yeah, 2013. And then we all know what's happened since then, and it is really hot under Gus's seat right now.
Yeah,
so
absolutely, and that's coming from an Auburn. You know, that's coming from an Auburn fan. 2013, Auburn rose into the national championship game against Florida State, and was
a
few seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever, away from winning a national championship. And since that time, they've gone 8-5, 8-5, 8-5.
Yep. 8-5, you know, it might be good at Vandy, but it's not going to get the job done at Auburn.
Okay. So. Let me just hypothetically. Auburn goes 8-5. Is Gus there or is he gone?
8-5 with losses to Georgia and Alabama.
Okay.
8-5 with losses to Georgia and Alabama, I think he's gone.
Okay. 8-5 with a loss to one of them.
Then I think he stays.
At 8-5.
But I think the key is he has to beat Alabama or Georgia. It's just that simple.
And I agree with you, but is the ultimate key he has to beat Alabama? Can he continue to survive at Auburn if he can beat Georgia? I'm not saying he's not going to beat Alabama. That's not what I'm saying.
He has
a better chance to keep his job at 8-5 and beat Alabama than if he's going 8-5 and beating Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
He can't go many
years.
But
I think he can go 10-2, 11-1 with a loss to Alabama.
I agree.
I think he's fine.
I agree. But getting 10-2 and 11-1 is a huge undertaking for anybody.
Right.
Same, if we go back many years, when Bill Curry was at Alabama, Bill Curry won a lot of football games at Alabama. A lot of football games.
But
he could not beat Auburn. And we all know what happened back then. Bill Curry was gone. And this day and time is much different, and the rope is nowhere near as long now as it was back then.
No.
So
we talk about the schools and the getting rid of the coaches and how it's a what have you done for me lately.
Yeah.
But you have to think about how many millions of dollars are on the line with these colleges. You know, with Auburn, Alabama, best decision ever been made at the university. They didn't know that at the time, but when they hired Nick Saban, and it don't matter if they pay Nick Saban $15 million a year.
He's still
going to bring in money.
He's making them a fortune. Absolutely.
And if I'm paying somebody Gus's salary, $4.5 million, I want him to produce.
Yeah. And Gus's buyout, we talked about this last year. It's $6-8 million somewhere in that neighborhood. And last year, if they were wanting to try to get rid of him, that was huge. You know, you let another year or so go by at 8-5, that buyout doesn't seem quite as big anymore.
Right. And there are, just as there is at Alabama or any of the big universities, there's somebody that's there in the alumni that can write a check.
That's exactly right, and they will.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we kind of got off the subject there. But number 17 was Florida. 16 is Louisville. 15, Georgia Bulldogs. 14, Stanford. 13, LSU. 12, Auburn. 11, Michigan. 10, this is top 10, Oklahoma State at number 10. Number 9 is Wisconsin, who Chris is pretty big on. Number 8 is Washington, who I guess I'm pretty big on because I think I picked them to be the first team to get to 10 wins. Number 7, Oklahoma. Number 6, Penn State, that I think is a really good football team. Coming in at number 5, which becomes Auburn's second weak opponent, the Clemson. They're at number 5. Number 4, the USC Trojans. Number 3 in this poll is Florida State. They get 4 first place votes. And let me back up. USC got 2 first place votes. Coming in at number 2 is Ohio State with 3 first place votes. And coming in at the number one ranked team preseason AP poll, Alabama Crimson Tide with 52 first place votes. So there is your first AP poll of the season, which Jason has said many times, it means absolutely nothing. It's just something something for folks to talk about. And
it is fun to talk about.
It is. It's fun to talk about. And, you know, but ask Nick Saban, and it doesn't mean a thing. So,
Lane, we were talking about the odds to win the national championship, and I started to write some of those down. I do know this. We talked about value, and, yeah, sure, Alabama is the choice to win the SEC West, but you're not going to make any money betting on Alabama to win the SEC.
No, if you're in it for entertainment purposes only to make money, that it's not there. It's not going to be there for Alabama.
If it hasn't changed,
because they're always going to be the favorite.
We looked at it this morning, and to win $20 on Alabama winning the SEC, you have to bet $100. So, I mean, if you want to do that, more power to you.
Bet $100 to win a $20.
Yeah.
You know,
bet $1,000 to win $200.
Yeah. You know, normally it's reversed. Right. Like bet $20 to win $100. But you're having to bet more than you win.
Yeah.
If you're betting on Alabama.
I mean, I'm just about to this, and I'm gonna see what they are now. I don't think even you would take that, Ronnie.
No, I would pass on that.
Alabama is -500. All right, -500. Let's see how it would. You would have to bet $500 to win $100. That's the easiest way to look at it. If you go into minus, that means you're having to bet more than. Let me think. You're going to have to bet and win less,
yeah,
instead of winning more. The plus, you bet $100 to win $500.
Right.
Auburn is a +800. Arkansas +2,500. LSU +500, Mississippi State +6,500, Texas A&M +1,500.
Wow.
And that's another spot the heat's going to be turned up, Texas A&M.
Oh, that's just exactly what I was going to talk about, was some of the SEC coaches that may be on it, currently on it, are about to be on the heat.
At College Station
seat.
Is being turned up.
So, yep.
All right, Rex is on the line, and Rex, a great Auburn fan, not only a great fisherman, but a great Auburn fan. Hey, Rex, welcome back.
I just told her to hurry so you quit doing math.
he does that all day long, Rex. He sits in that palace. Sits there and counts his money all day long.
Yeah, you know it.
That's Jason Trump, really, who it is.
Hey, Rex, let me ask you one question, and then I'll let you and Ronnie go fishing. What do you think? Would you bet Alabama at -500, meaning you're going to have to bet $500 to win $100?
Not this year, no.
No, me either. I'd rather have a +500 on LSU or a
$800
on Auburn.
Yeah. Small odds.
I agree with you. Hey, Rex, while Chris was on, we asked him for his four teams that he had in the playoffs. I'm going to give you his, and you tell me what you think about.
Ask me if you happened to hear the bets that come in while we were.
Yeah, did you? Jason might could tell you more about that. But here's Chris's four teams he had in the playoffs. He had Alabama, Florida State, USC, and Penn State. That's who Chris had. That's where his picks.
I'm changing one. Guess what? It's one.
You're going to change Alabama and put Auburn.
I am. This year,
I'm with you, Rex.
I actually, if that don't happen, yeah, those four are right on the money. But winner of the Iron Bowl goes.
I'm with you. And Ronnie thinks we're just blowing Auburn smoke, but
no.
The last couple of years, I've not picked Auburn.
I agree with you, Rex, and I agree with Jason. If Auburn beats Alabama, they're going to be in the national, the 14 playoff.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
I can live with that.
That 14 is going to be Auburn or Alabama. I just got that gut. This year might be their year.
Maybe. Hey, Jason, darn, Rex, you may have not heard this. I'll get it right in a minute. When Chris was on, we were talking about the McGregor and Mayweather fight. Did you happen to hear the amount of bets that came in just while he was on the phone with us?
I didn't know. I didn't hear the amount, no.
Okay. It's going to be a kind of
the
rough.
The 800 was already there.
The 800, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was an 800 bet that came in while we were on the phone, but taking that 800,000 plus the amount of time that he was on the phone with us, which is roughly 30-ish minutes, something like that, That bet went up to about 1.4, 1.5 million, Jason.
Yeah.
Just while we were on the phone.
Several $200,000 bets came in.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be like the, like some of the Super Bowl bets in this one. There's going to be some weird side bets. And I tell you, that fight is going to be tremendous to watch if you can get them to stand still and fight.
Right.
But it ain't going to happen. Mayweather's going to run. He's the greatest in the world at ducking and dodging
yeah.
and running.
Yeah.
And I don't see Connor catching him. But, you know, who knows? I mean, if they can stand still and fight, I think Connor beats him.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to stand still and fight. He's got to catch him, and then he's going to get frustrated. He's going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And he's going to get knocked out in about fourth this round.
Yeah. Does either of you know the price to watch the fight on pay-per-view, say DirecTV or cable?
$99.95.
$100.
Wow. Yeah.
Now you could put that $100. Hey, Chris said you could take that $100, Rex, and put another $500 with it, and you could get the worst seat in the arena if you want to go to the fight. $600.
Oh yeah, ticket. Yeah. I don't know that you could get in for that much, but it'd be a horrible seat for just paying $500-$600.
Absolutely. Mm-mm. Hey, Rex, it has cooled off just a little bit today in the last few days. Are you to the point now where you're putting some new line on your reels? And I know, are you still boatless? That's my first question.
I'm never boatless, but
well,
I haven't got a new one in yet, but it's on its way, and we shall see. Oh, got a door open. Got to hear the thing here just a minute. There we go. I hadn't done guide trips last week since I talked to you last, but those will be cranking up here in about another 8-10 days.
Yeah, I knew. I remember you said it would be in September before you had any guide trips or anything. But so you're still on the golf course and you're not playing. You're not doing any fishing, even though it was pretty nice today.
I thought about fishing, but I thought about golf a whole lot more playing 18 today over Cross Creek.
Oh, and you probably shot what, 72?
No, I did not.
You didn't.
You know, that's why that sport is so dadgum humbling.
Yes.
I played at Fairview the other day and had a great round. Even had an eagle.
Sweet.
And then go to Coleman today, start off with a par.
Yeah.
A bogey, a birdie. And I'm like, gonna have a good day.
Uh-huh.
You get a triple. A triple on number four.
Oh, on that par five.
I don't know if you know what hole number four is or whatever.
I do. It's that par five up the hill.
I hate it. It's got me a triple the last two trips. And it is aggravating. I told my buddy with me, I said, I just come off a birdie, I bet I get a triple.
You must.
Sure enough.
Well, there you go. It's a mental thing, Rex. You have convinced yourself of that.
I guess so. But I got to start going to Logan Martin here, I guess probably after next weekend.
Yeah.
For the Alabama Bass Trail Championship, and then this will be in full swing again.
I got you. Now, and last week we talked some about the Alabama Bass Trail, and you were encouraging guys and gals if they wanted to. You know, if they want to get in one of these divisions, north or south, they better do it in a hurry. So, is it
better do it in a hurry? There's only like 20 or 30 places left in the south, and probably 40 or 50 left in the north.
Okay, and the season, if we call it a season, it kicks off
in February,
right?
And the north kicks off in February, and you can sign up until. I guess until about the week before the tournament starts, if there's spots open,
right?
But I don't see it. I don't see either one of them lasting that long. I figure by the end of September they'll be full.
Okay, and now how many teams? How many boats or teams can be in each division? What's
225 per division?
225 per division.
Right.
But
last year the South Division had 225 boats, and the North had 203.
Okay.
But the South Division actually had a 16 boat waiting list.
Wow. Okay, when you're talking north and south, where is it divided? Is there an actual division?
Well, it's just the lakes they go to. North Division goes to Gunnersville,
Pickwick,
Wheeler, Weiss Lake, and it rotates also Smith and one more. They rotate one out every year.
Okay.
So it's Six Lakes in the north, Six Lakes in the south, and then one of the lakes that they rotate out will be the championship lake. This year, Smith Lake's not on the regular season schedule. It's going to be an open event in October, and for anybody that wants to fish.
I got you. Okay. And the payout are the first place, if you win the tournament, that's $10,000 per tournament, correct?
Each tournament pays $10,000 first place. Sure. Wow. Does. It pays down to 40th place wins. I believe it's $500 for 40.
Okay. And the entry and to get into the divisions, you said it's two. How much? What was the cost?
It's $1,300 for the entire five tournaments. Five tournaments cost $1,300 total.
Okay. That's per division?
That's per division. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great payout for the amount of entry fees.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if they pay the top 40, if the 40th place gets $500, I mean, you know, you could finish.
21st place through 40th gets $500. It pays $10,000 for first, $5,000 for second, and then 10th place gets $1,000. And then 11th through 20th gets $750, and then it goes to $500 for the rest of the
place. I got you. So if you just do mediocre at best, you're going to surpass how much it costs you to get in.
Checks, you know, if you cash just a 40th plate check in three out of the five tournaments, you've got your entry fees back and just out your expenses.
Exactly.
But you make one top 10, you pretty much got your entry fees back for the year, and the rest of it's covering expenses the rest of the year. So, I mean, it's not a trail you get rich at, but it's a trail you can make money at fishing five tournaments a year. And then, of course, the championship at the end of the year. I think we're going to have 125 boats in this year's championship. And in first place is a brand new Phoenix bass boat rigged with a Mercury motor.
Right.
So about a $50,000 to $60,000 rig. So it's a pretty good deal for the winners of the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. So, If there's guys and gals out there that want to or thinking about wanting to be a part of the Alabama Bass Trail, you better get on with it and get registered pretty quick, or you're gonna be left out in the cold.
You better go log in to AlabamaBassTrail.org or find them on Facebook, and they'll get your entry fees paid, because this thing's gonna fill up in the next 3-4 weeks. I'm pretty sure of it.
Right. Once the heat of the summer, and even like guys like you who. You know, they didn't fish in July and August. You know, it's just too blasted hot. You know, once folks probably start getting their boats back out and, you know, kind of get the fever again, it may be too late to sign up by then.
Once you get fishing fever, it may be too late to get in those. You have to just fish a local event then.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Rex, let me ask you a couple of questions pertaining to fishing, and I think I've done this before. If someone, and I'm not asking you about a particular brand of boat, I know what you fish out of, and I'm not asking you to endorse or anything like that, but if you got a, you know, if there's somebody out there that's looking for a bass boat, I don't care whether it's aluminum or fiberglass, what are some of the things, if they're going to buy one off of somebody else, not new, but off of somebody, what do they need to look for in buying a boat and not get ripped off?
Well, number one thing, you stay within your budget. You don't buy more boats than you can afford. A lot of people make that mistake.
Yeah.
Come back and buy them for the tail later on.
Right.
Right. If you can afford it, you buy something with some warranty on the motor. That's the number one thing about buying a used boat. If you can afford to buy a boat that still has at least some warranty left on the motor, and you're way ahead of the game, because that's your number one expense if something happens.
Okay.
Just a lower unit on a motor run up to $3,000-$4,000.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Rich. If I bought a boat from you, off of you, would it have warranty, or are you saying you buy from a dealer and so that you would make sure you have warranty?
No, I'm talking about that. Yeah, it's my boat that I just sold. 2017 Phoenix 920 with Mercury 250 on it. It had, the fellow that bought my boat lives an hour He gets the whatever's left on my warranty, which I only use 6 months of my warranty on my motor.
Okay.
So that transfers to him. Motor warranties are transferable.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about going to buy a 1986 boat from your buddy and making him warranty your motor. You got to buy something fairly new to have a warranty available.
Okay,
right. If you can't afford to buy something that new that's got warranty on it, then you take it to whatever mechanic. Before you buy a boat with an outboard on it, you take it to whatever mechanic you feel comfortable with. Let them do a compression check on the cylinders on the motor. That's the number one thing that makes the motor go down is bad compression. And if he tells you it's got good compression on each cylinder, then more than likely the motor's going to last you a while.
Okay. Now, when you say good compression, if someone doesn't know what good compression is, what is good compression?
Well, as far as numbers, I couldn't tell you.
But okay.
As far as what it is, that means your cylinders are sealed. There's no cracks in your ring on your pistons. It's not going to be losing compression as it's running. And when a motor starts losing compression on a cylinder, that's when a motor pretty much what's called blows up.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. If someone is a novice and they just want to get into fishing, would you recommend a fiberglass bass boat or an aluminum bass boat?
It's personal preference.
Okay.
Really. It is. I mean, for the guy that's got the 15, 16-year-old kid that's going to start fishing, buy an aluminum boat, send him to Tom and turn him loose.
Okay.
But if you want to get into some small tournament fishing like from Smith Lake, you want to go with a fiberglass boat just because it's a lot smoother ride in rough water.
Right.
And they're a little bit more safe than the aluminum boats. But now, hey, there's aluminum boats out there that are just as good as my 20-foot Phoenix. I mean, there's some aluminum boats out there that are high dollar and made for big water.
Yeah.
But as a rule, I'd much rather be in a fiberglass boat.
Okay. And I've seen some things on TV and you know, seen some different companies advertising the aluminum boats they have now, and they have done a tremendous job, looks to me like, in improving, you know, that particular boat.
There's the make called Lund, L-U-N-D. It's been out for years.
Yes.
They're just now really getting into the bass fishing market. You know, they've always kind of been walleye boats, and they've got a bass rig out right now that is second to none in aluminum boats. They're sweet, and I'm pretty sure I think Freedom Marine over in Gunnersville is carrying the Lund now.
Okay.
And that's an awesome aluminum boat.
Yeah.
I looked at them hard when they first come out with it. I love my smooth ride of my Phoenix.
Right.
I can't get away from it.
Right. You know, and the farther you go north, the more Lund boats you see. I mean, they're everywhere up north.
Oh, yeah, they're the number one boat up north.
Yes.
And they're made for big water. I mean, they take rough water good, but like I said, they're just now really getting in the bass fishing market, and they're doing well.
Right. Okay. If you're on a, you know, if you're also on a budget, give me what's the best time of the year to try to purchase get the most boat you can for your money?
As far as a good buy, it's hard to say. Internet sales are, you know, 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
You can always find a good buy from somebody that needs the money.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of their boat. You know, Papa died or their dad died. I mean, there's somebody always trying to have to get rid of a boat. They're fixing to lose their house. They got to sell their boat.
Sure.
And you can get a good buy. You know, I sold my boat too cheap. My boat was on internet for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I had people posting on it, I just paid $5,000 more for a smaller boat. And when I seen those posts, I'm like, holy crap, I just posted too cheap.
I have messed up.
But it did. It sold in 10 minutes.
Right.
But you can find a good buy anywhere. And like I said, on a budget, find a Katoma rig and go fiddle around Katoma and learn to fish first, and then step it up and get you a big product.
I got you. And you know, speaking about Katoma, there are good fish caught out of Katoma, just like they are Smith or, you know, anywhere else. I mean, there's good. That's a good fishery.
Hands down,
Lake Catawba is the best lake in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
What? That you can fish for free.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people fish it. You go by there and there's a lot of boats there.
Just rode by boats out there already.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Rex, man, hey, I appreciate you joining us. I know, again, you are pretty close, you said, 8 to 10 days getting back into fishing and getting your boat and starting doing some, you know, taking people out on some guide trips. So if somebody wants to get hooked up with you, tell us where to do it.
SmithBlakeBass.com on the web or find me on Facebook at Rex Chambers Fishing.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks, Rex, man. We appreciate you joining us every week, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
I'll come in and see you next week.
Hey, that's fantastic. Good deal. All right, Rex. Thanks, bud. War Eagle, Rex. All right. That was our good buddy fishing. He doesn't want to call pro. We call him an he's our fishing local fishing expert, Rex Chambers. So if you are interested in someone taking you fishing here in a few days, that's the one of the local guys you can call. Help you put some fish in a boat. So it is 5:45. We are ready to take a quick break. We'll be back. And Jason, this is the time when people need to
get her pulled over,
get the pen and the paper out, because we're going to make a few picks. Stay with us. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Boy, it is
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5. It is 5:48, Jason, and we know about, you know, basically about what that means here in about 5 minutes. We will have to do our picks. So, as a community service announcement,
I think he should be able to count it for community service.
I do too.
I mean,
there's no question.
The Public Service Commission should look into it.
Hey, Jason, before we do give our picks, and we touched a little bit about this, just a little bit earlier, you know, possible coaches, and I'm not talking about nationwide that are on the hot that, and we won't even say hot seat, but have to know that they're going to have to produce, or you know, there may be some changes made, and I just want to kind of go through the SEC and get your thoughts, you know, where these guys stand. Are they in good shape, or you know, or is the foundation beginning to crumble, or what? So if we look at the SEC East to start with, Georgia. No,
he's safe as he would be in the mama's womb.
I couldn't
but
agree with
you.
Anymore.
That could change quickly, though, as we know. Look at Ole Miss. One telephone call and you're out of a job.
Yeah, it turned out to be more than one, though, hadn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Several, just missed dials.
Yeah.
That's all that was. Okay, I'm with you. Nothing there with Georgia. Florida, we've already talked about them. I think the potential's there for Jim McElwain to start feeling a little bit of heat. Kentucky, I think Stoops is fine.
Yeah, unless he pulls off just a zero and
– yeah. Because there was a little bit of heat, you know, a year or so ago.
Oh, yeah.
Or a couple years ago. And then he's had a pretty, you know, he had a good year last year. South Carolina.
No, he's safe right now.
Yeah, they're new. You know, this is Muschamp's second year. Tennessee and Butch Jones.
I think there's real cause for concern at Tennessee.
I do, too. Do you think there's a certain number of wins he's got to get to?
Yeah, probably. I don't know what that number would be, but there's probably a number in the – And the worst thing for him is Chip Kelly is still available.
That's exactly right.
And there is talk about Chip Kelly going to Tennessee for $5 million a year.
So. Well, that'd probably be a pretty good purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what his Butch Jones' buyout may be, maybe a good purchase.
If Tennessee can get Chip Kelly, they better jump.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last one there is Vandy.
Vandy, no, I think he's safe.
I think he's doing a pretty good job. You know, he had a pretty decent year last year. Got him to a bowl game, I believe. And I mean, Derek Mason. That's who the head coach is. He used to be the defensive coordinator at Stanford. Where are you gonna get anybody better?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. Be careful when you get rid of somebody thinking you're gonna get
that's
somebody
right.
better.
That's right. I think that's something Auburn better think of. I'm not saying Gus is the best coach in the world, but right. Who are they going to get better with the reputation of giving a coach 4 or 5 years and then
that's
getting
right.
rid of them?
That's so. Right. I think nowadays, if you're going to pull the trigger and get rid of somebody, you've already got somebody lined
up.
It's too big of a risk just to terminate somebody and then try to hope you can, you know, find a good one like a pig in a poke.
Right.
You know, you're just
the western side, Ronnie, the heat is dialed up.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got, of course, you know, Alabama, Auburn is not even worth mentioning. Arkansas, Brett Bielema.
Yeah, I would say he's the air conditioner's not blowing, but neither the heat. It's just on fan.
It's on fan. It's fan. Right. You're right. That's a good illustration. The fan motor's blowing. LSU, absolutely not. Ed Orgeron. Mississippi State, I think Dan Mullen's fine there. Ole Miss. You know, they just got to enter him in, so, you know, it's kind of doesn't really matter about him. And then Texas A&M,
not only the heat up, the fireplace
is
burning.
Yeah, and we'll hit that next week.
All right, Jeffrey, the Florida State Seminole on the line. Hey, Jeffrey, welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Jeffrey, you with us?
Oh, hey, yeah. that was an odd phone call.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey, how are you, bud?
I'm doing fine. How y'all?
Fantastic. Hey, have you got your Florida State?
I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get caught up and get called on the phone.
I got you. Have you got your Florida State stuff out?
Have I got it out?
Yeah, you got your shirt on.
I'm not a fair weather fan. I got it out all the time. What are you talking about?
Hey, Jeff.
When football season's over, basketball season starts. When basketball's over, baseball
that's
starts.
That's right. Hey,
and track and soccer and all that in there.
That's right. Hey, and I'll give you this, and I keep up with it some. Florida State's basketball program has been pretty darn good lately.
Yeah, they've done pretty good. They need a coach to get them to that next level, I believe.
But they've been pretty good.
Jeffrey, did you hear Chris Andrews and his pick on the game? I know we were a week away, but did you happen to hear his pick?
See, Jay don't have a very good hair dryer, so when I leave work, I can't pick y'all up.
That's why I didn't know he was on the air. That's why I tried to call.
Chris says he does slightly favor Alabama in the game, but he likes Florida State plus the 7. He had it at 3.5 to start, and then, of course, money ran it up to 7. But he thinks that's way too high.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's really, the difference in the game is going to be the trenches. I know Alabama's defensive line is not as good as it was last year. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, because when you have 5 stars, 4 stars, that's all you recruit. You obviously got a good line. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. The difference is going to be how well Florida State's line's improved, offensive line. I think that's where the game's won or lost right there.
All right. Can the Florida State defense step it up and stop Hurts?
If Hurts hasn't got any better throwing the deep ball,
that's right.
I think Alabama's in trouble offensively.
He has to be improved.
He has to be.
Because if
he has to be, but
you're right, Jeffrey. And I know. I'm sorry I cut you off. If he's not better on the deep ball, you're going to see people loading the boxes and just daring him to complete long passes.
Exactly. And Florida State's got a good enough secondary that they can load the boxes up, make it man on man, one on one coverage on the outside.
I agree.
For the deep ball, but their cornerbacks are good enough that they can do that. So I mean, if he's not better on hitting his deep ball, then you may say Tua in there.
I think he's going to get to play some. I truly do.
I don't know if he will or not. It depends on how the game's going.
I agree.
If it's a blowout, if Alabama blows Florida State out, then yeah, I believe he'll be in there. But if it's a close game, I think he's going to stay with what carried him to the national championship game last year.
You may be right, Jeffrey. You may be right. You know, hey, here's something. I'm going to just throw this out, and this is what some of the guys we were talking about the other day that with Alabama bringing in a coordinator from the NFL, I think, and I may be completely wrong, that Bama may kind of go back to that old traditional way that Bama used to play before Kiffin came, you know, really, really heavy on the run. I think that could play in their favor and in Auburn's favor, because they've become so in tune to how to defend the spread and this hurry up that they have taken their linebackers, instead of having guys that's 240, 250, you know, they're down playing like they were defensive backs. My question is, if you have a club now that's good up front and just wants to pound you, I see that as a definite advantage, because you don't have those huge linebackers that can fill those holes anymore.
Exactly. And on top of that, the question being is, if this offensive coordinator that came from NFL, if he goes back to a pro-style offense where you know, it's pretty much run between the tackles.
That's right.
No read options, no jet sweeps or anything like that. How does that affect your quarterback play? Because you're looking at a guy who had, what, 17 touchdowns last year rushing?
Yes.
And almost 1,000 yards rushing? How does that affect Jalen Hurts? To me, if he goes back to that offense and keeps Jalen in the pocket, I think that benefits Florida State's defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Florida State has proved they're not good with a very mobile cornerback, Lamar Jackson.
Right. Hey, Jeffrey, we've got about two.
That being said, Louisville game was played without Derwin James last year. He is a difference maker.
Jeffrey, we're fixing to get on overtime here.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Jeffrey, we've got about 2 minutes. We got to run, but we got you on here. We're going to let you do our picks this week with us. We're talking about the high school games, okay?
All right, let's go.
Cold Springs at Hansville. Who you got?
I got Hansville.
Jason?
I'll go Hansville, too.
I will go with Hansville as well. West Point at Hamilton?
West Point.
I'm West Point as well. And Jason is also West Point. Holly Pond versus Coosa Christian.
I've got Holly Pond.
I'm with you. Same Holly here. Pond, Holly Pond all the way around.
I hate for us not to have a disagreement.
But they're all the same. We might have we may have one here. Coleman versus Hartzell. Huge game right off the
Coleman.
Bat. Jeffrey, you got Coleman.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go Coleman, too.
All right. And I will disagree, just so we have one disagreeing. I will go Hartzell.
All right.
Okay. All right. Those are our
picks. What about Colorado State and Oregon State?
Colorado State, Oregon State. Who you got, Jeffrey?
I got Oregon State. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going, even though they're the underdog, I'm going Oregon State.
I'm going Oregon State as well. Okay.
Hey, we're not hard to get along
we're
with.
We're not hard to get along with. All right. You got one. Stanford.
Hey, we all pull for somebody different. We get along good.
That's exactly right. Hey, we've got last game, then we got to go. Stanford at home against Rice.
That's a tough pick, Eric. Stanford by 30.
Stanford all the way around. Yeah. Stanford by 30. You guys. All right, Jeffrey, we got to run, man. Thanks for giving us a call. Call us back next Thursday if you get a chance, okay?
All right, enjoy it, guys.
You got it, Jeffrey. Have a good one, Jeffrey. All right. All right, thanks for joining us here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is 5:59, and it's time for us to hit the road. So, Jason, leave us with a big
and
old.
And don't you come back.
No more.
War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a great big old Roll Tide.
And go
baby.
Seminoles.
Have a great afternoon. Thanks for joining Sports Talk Live 95.5.